WhatsApp's newly launched AI feature has sparked frustration among users after it emerged the tool cannot be removed from the app, despite the company describing it as entirely optional. The Meta AI chatbot, represented by a multicolored blue icon on the chat screen, provides users with AI-driven responses to queries. However, its permanent presence in the interface has drawn comparisons to other controversial tech rollouts, such as Microsoft's now revised recall feature. A WhatsApp spokesperson told that the company sees the tool as similar to non-removable options like channels or status, and added, "We think giving people these options is a good thing, and we're always listening to feedback from our users." The backlash echoes wider concerns about user control and digital privacy as tech firms integrate AI deeper into everyday services. The introduction of WhatsApp's AI assistant coincides with Meta's announcement of a separate update aimed at teen users on Instagram. The company disclosed it is piloting an artificial intelligence system in the United States that can identify accounts created by minors who may have provided false age information. As for WhatsApp's AI assistant, not all users will see the new blue circle icon yet. Meta confirmed the tool is being gradually introduced across select regions and may not appear immediately, even within countries where it is available to others. The blue circle, which appears in the corner of the chat screen, is accompanied by a search bar prompting users to ask Meta AI or search. The same feature is being integrated into Facebook Messenger and Instagram, both of which are also owned by Meta. This chatbot is driven by Meta's own large language model, Llama 4. Before interaction, users are presented with a detailed introduction explaining the tool's purpose and noting that its use is optional. According to Meta's website, the AI can provide answers to questions, offer educational insights, or assist with creative thinking. In testing, the chatbot returned accurate weather details for Glasgow within seconds, including temperature, rainfall probability, wind, and humidity. However, one suggested link mistakenly referenced Charing Cross Station in London rather than the Glasgow location. Public reaction, particularly in Europe, has been mixed. Users on platforms such as X, formerly Twitter, Blue Sky, and Reddit, have voiced frustration over the feature's permanence. Among them, columnist Polly Hudson criticized the inability to disable the assistant. AI and privacy expert Dr. Chris Shrishak offered sharper criticism, alleging Meta is leveraging its vast user base to test AI products and gather data. He argued that Meta's AI development process involved privacy violations by design through the use of scraped online content, including pirated books.